Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They lost. They got blown out. Thank God the Panthers exist, or that would have probably been the ugliest loss in the NFL yesterday. Now, I guess Dallas won by a little bit more over the Browns, who are a good team.
The Saints beat the hell out of the Panthers.
Right. That's the ugliest loss of the weekend. Maybe Cleveland's
and
next.
We didn't expect the Saints to be playing that good.
No.
Were the Saints that good or the Panthers that bad?
Ding, ding. Yo, the Browns were bad, bad. Deshaun Watson was bad, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Still, Washington's 0-1. Defense was god-awful. Couple things real quick. We're going to hit these phones now. Nelson Jordan on Twitter says, blame pie, 30% secondary. Joe Witt's game plan, 20%. DQ time game management, 20%. O-line, 15%. Receivers, 15%. I thought the O-line was okay yesterday.
They played okay.
Let's get this going. Phone lines, 800-636-1067. Garrett Fax, what's your blame pie look like?
What's up, fellas? Good to speak with y'all again.
What's up, man? How you been, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm kind of like the weekend say. I come alive in the fall time. Hey, JP, something you touched on, man. I couldn't agree more. I don't know how many times during the game I'm watching last night, Chris Collinsworth, who I love. I think he's the best. I love his drawl. He's funny. He can ad-lib. I think he's the best guy. I love Collinsworth. Anyway, he, three or four times at least, he's saying how the Rams use their motion to identify defense. So, and they have a 16-year veteran quarterback who they're using motion to still help this guy who's a 16-year vet identify the defense. I'm thinking, wow, what a concept. We've got a rookie quarterback. Why not use some motion to help? Maybe he can use a little help in identifying defense. But, and then when you get really good, you use the motion to dictate to the defense. But in at least in the beginning, it would help him to help him identify a defense. And secondly, I just want to say this. To me, there are four elements you need to be a consistent top team in this league. We have none of them. You need a top-flight quarterback. Maybe we've got one on the come up. I don't know. We'll see it in the years to come. You need a threat, something to threaten defenses with. Terry McLaurin, good guy. He's a good receiver, I guess. But ain't no, he's not keeping no defense or defensive coordinators up at night wondering what we're going to do to stop him. We don't have that on offense. We don't have a game record. We don't on the defense. We have no game record. Payne and Allen, hey, they're good. Once again, like McLaurin, good guys, I guess good players, but they aren't game records. And lastly, you need a guy, when your drive stalls, you say, go put them 3 points on the board, that you know that that guy's going to put it between the poles. Those four elements, where do we have none of it.
Gary, so, you're having a rough day, bud. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you.
Do we get that?
I think if we gave Gary an hour, he would have filled it. There was a lot to discuss there. We're going to do our blame pies here. Do you want to do yours, Brian? You want me to do mine?
I don't have a pie to cut up.
Really?
Nah.
That's lame.
I'm still mad that they don't play damn in preseason. That's where the blame go to me.
I mean.
So you want me to play in the NFLPA for that one in the league?
Andy's out there playing people.
He plays
Chiefs, one week.
He don't play everybody, but the Chiefs are the best team in football.
He played Mahomes, Kelsey, dudes.
We can't compare the Chiefs to no other team, especially our team.
I agree. I'm just saying there are people out there that play. It is.
None of them play enough.
For me, doing this blame pie is hard because you want to look forward, but it's hard to look straight forward with how bad things have been. I don't think there's much talent on this roster. And I think that is apparent yesterday. I think, for me, secondary and pass
rush. I think
it's
talent on the roster. I just think the talent is not as great as many people wanted to make it.
Sure. I'm not suggesting that these aren't pro players or whatever, but, like, they're just not as good as other teams. I think that's, like, the baseline here is they're just not that good. I think a lot of that falls on the drafting of the last. Like, we had Rondae Barber on last week, and I still am not giving up on Emmanuel Forbes, but after a really bad rookie season, we all kind of talked to ourselves, like, all right, now he's going to have some good coaching, better scheming. These guys have a track record of making it work with corners. He was awful yesterday. Benjamin St. Juice, on that one Mike Evans touchdown, he was in good position. You got to turn your head.
You got to learn to turn and run. I think the problem,
like, some of this stuff, I just don't know that it's going
to
change.
They seem to be afraid to just go with what their fundamentals are. You play through the hands of the receiver. Instead, they grab. That's not being taught.
That's to my point. I mean, I think I'm going at least 50% that there's just a lack of talent on this roster. A lack of high-end talent. Whatever you want to call it, playmakers. Whatever the term is, they don't have enough of them. I did not like some of the offensive structure. I think some of it, you got to give Todd Bowles credit. Jaden didn't have a lot of time. I would have liked to see more in the pass game from Kingsbury. I don't know that we saw a lot. Tampa's also really good, and you're playing a defensive head coach that is known for bringing a ton of pressure. Next Gen said Jaden Daniels had the shortest amount of time to throw across the league. He faced 5+ rushers on almost 50% of his dropbacks.
Yeah.
So maybe they just did the best they could knowing the blitz was coming.
That's why when I look at Jaden's performance yesterday, with those numbers he put up, and he made his offensive line look better than what they were, and you look at the fact that he's been pressured, like having that much pressure coming at him, what he did was probably what you can do. But you turn around and you look at Baker, and Baker didn't have as much pressure, and when they had opportunity to touch him, they didn't, and you can see why he had the performance he had. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you look at one guy who had all day and, you know, had open, wide open people, and you see the results. The other guy, he got that level of result because he's that guy.
My blame pie is as follows. I'm going 50% just that this roster is not competitive with a team like Tampa that's a veteran-laden playoff team. Like, they are X and Washington is Y just when they step on the field. And I think a lot of that is the previous front office, frankly. I think we don't need to relitigate this. The drafting and player evaluation in the last 4 years is problematic. Just look at the roster, the people that are on the roster, the people that get second contracts. Like, the proof is in the roster, right? It is what it is. I think that is the biggest problem this team is going to face this season. I'm going 50% just overall roster deficiencies. 30%, I didn't love the offensive game plan. I would have liked to see, you could still be quick, but get downfield and not run so many screens, right? So that's 80%. I'm going 10% to the kicker. Like, if they had made that kick early and it feels like, all right, we could trade punches with these guys, it just feels differently. And what you certainly can't do when your defense is struggling so much is kick the damn ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
A 56-yarder, I'm not killing him for.
All the bad things yesterday, that was the worst in my eyes.
The 56-yarder, I'm not going to kill a guy for.
But you kick a ball out of bounds and they get it on the 40-yard line, that was the worst in my eyes.
I'm giving 10 to Dan Quinn. I just don't like the mindset. Like, you watched Dan Campbell last night and the way those Lions were. Even his first year in Detroit, when they were awful, they played with this super aggressive mindset. Mm-hmm. I thought DQ was too cautious at multiple opportunities. Like, early, the kicking from the 29 when Jaden's running all over these dudes. Give Jaden an opportunity to pick up a first down. So that's mine. 50
to the roster. Down, you mean?
Yeah, 50 to the roster, 30 to the offensive game plan, 10 to the kicker, 10 to Dan Quinn. That's my blame pie.
That's yours. Mine is not that. Mine is going to be the kicker. I give 10%. I give the defense. I'm going to give them 45%.
I'm with you there.
I'm at 55. I go to the offense now. I'm going to give the offensive line some about 10% because you can protect better than the guy. And your quarterback don't have to become hero. And then I'm going to go with the receivers a little bit because not a lot of them are wide open. So let me see. I got 55%. I go with 15% on that. That's 80%. And I'm going 20% to the NFL and NFLPA for not letting people play in preseason.
I think that's fair. Of my saying the roster lacks talent, I generally mean that in the secondary particularly and on the defensive side of the ball. But it's all over.
One thing I can tell you.
You can't give up 37 and expect to win.
I agree with that. But let's be real. The favorite don't always win in every aspect of sport. We just saw Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame got way more talent than them.
Sure.
Sometimes you just got to be able to know the truth and know what the hell you got to improve upon, what you got to improve upon.
They got plenty.
And a lot of them need to figure that out.
They got plenty. All right, I'm going to go back to these phones. When I bring you up, have a blame pie ready. I believe we can believe in Jupe. Do you believe in Jupe?
Yeah.
Jupe. Blame pie. Let's go. You're up, buddy.
JP, D-Mitt. All right.
What up, bro?
10%, I'm going to go to the lack of chemistry in the team. 10%, I'm going to go to because of how much new the team is. Damn near 90% of the team is brand new from the coaching staff down to the players. I'm going to go 20% to the rookies that's been their first game of the in the NFL, and the rest of the percent is going to the kicker.
All right. Listen, man, I think it's easy to knock, like, giving blame pie to the kicker, but if they just make that first kick, at that point in the game, it was 6-0, right? It was 6-0. So then if they make a field goal, it's 6-3. Instead, they miss it. Tampa marches down the field. Then all of a sudden, it's 13-0. Like, that was a big swing. Keep these phones going. Landfill, how do we feel Marcus in Lexington Park? Will he nail blame pie? Does he understand the assignment? All right, Marcus. Marcus, you're up. Blame pie.
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas? I'm going to go ahead and give 50% to the defensive backfield, specifically St. Justin Forbes. Man, them boys got to get it together. I'm going to give another 15% to offensive game plan and scheme because our receivers, man, I didn't see any separation. It was just dump offs and Jaden making magic. And I'm going to give it the last 15%. I think I got 15 left. I'm going to give that last 15 to receivers, man. Receivers, yo. Nobody got open, man. Jaden was throwing the tight windows the whole time. Terry got open once, and it was nice. I like that. But also credit the Tar Bowls and the defense. It was a mess, yo. It was a mess.
It was a mess. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate the call. I believe our guy Jeffrey has his blame pie prepared. Hello. I haven't even said good morning because we're off and running and it's a misery Monday. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. Good morning, Jeffrey. Good morning, Landfill.
Good morning, JP.
All right, Jeff. What you got, pal?
Okay, so I'm putting 50% on the defense. There is no way they are completing third and 16s. There's no way our D-line is getting in the backfield and not finishing. Like, they couldn't finish anything yesterday. Like, if they had to finish a sentence, they just couldn't put the period right there.
That's a good one, Jeff.
Then I'm going to go 25 to the offense and 25 to the special teams, and I split that evenly because the offense, they got to do more, and they had to put that kicker in those positions, you know? Mm. If you want the points, you got to get down there. And the penalties, even though that penalty on Alameda Zacchaeus, I didn't really think that was a block in the back.
Him.
Yeah.
The guy turned around.
Yeah, I didn't think that, but it was called, so it was held on the field. Things like that, they can't happen, and, you know, we hope to have success or bank on our kicker kicking a 56-yard field goal. So that's my blame pie. And like you said, JP and B, I always say this, it's not always X's and O's, but Jimmy's and Joe's.
Jimmy's and Joe's, baby.
Yesterday, the better team won. Like, it showed.
Yeah, true.
The better team, clearly. I agree with you on that. Dan Quinn asked about Cade York, the kicker. Asked if they'll bring another kicker in. Dan Quinn says, I think we'll have a good talk about that. See where we're at. Let's look into what next week looks like and go from there. I think what I have seen is talent. To make sure this guy has an incredibly strong leg. That's why the decision to go for the one, I think, at the 37. That's the 56-yarder. It felt good from the distance standpoint, and I thought we need to give ourselves a spark. So when those go the other way, kind of like we were talking about for a two-point or not, and you miss them, it kind of goes. But I thought, yeah, the kick out of bounds, the misses, man. Like I said, there's a lot of lessons from tonight. Adam and I have not discussed that at all. We'll get into that as we get into the week. I think somebody's coming to town.
Yeah.
I think it's a difficult spot, though. It's easy to say fire the kicker. He sucks. Who's your next kicker?
Yeah, the good ones are already employed.
Chip Lohmeller ain't walking through that door. You know who is walking through that door? John Leahy. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, listen, interest rates are about to go down. Market's going to heat up, probably go crazy. You need to be with someone you can trust, someone that knows the market, someone that has done this before and has the kind of experience that John Leahy has.
Well, that's why Erica reached out to John. Erica always wanted to move on up like the Jeffersons to a bigger home, but she had a condo in North Bethesda, which she had to sell first. Connecting with John and the Fine Living Group immediately put her on the right path. The end result was multiple offers and a sale in only 5 short days for 17% over the asking price. If you think there are no guarantees in life, then you need to check out John Leahy's guaranteed sale offer. Get that ball rolling with johnsalesdmv.com. We're talking about our buddy, John Leahy, and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. Go to johnsalesdmv.com and find your home's value in mere seconds. It only takes a few seconds to request an instant cash offer on your home at johnsalesdmv.com as well. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. If needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Those are just a few of the reasons why we would trust John. Now, if you think about, you maybe want to sell your house, you know these rates are going to go down. There's going to be a flood of buyers out there. That's what's supposed to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, your cabinets are dated, and you got to paint your front door. All those things add up, and you need some cash that you don't have. Talk to John. He can make it work. John will loan you up to $50,000. That's a lot of money. And then you can settle up with him on the back end at closing. Why? Because all those improvements will do is drive the price of your house up, making you more money. Those are the reasons you should trust John. I would trust John. B would trust John. Call him today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsalesdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Packing. Somehow, some way. All right, Blame Pies, roll on. I got a bunch of them here via Twitter. Folks, not thrilled. Carl Grebe somehow puts 100% of the blame on Dan Snyder. What you got on that one, B? Kind of funny. So over this says 30% of the blame on Dan Quinn, 30% to Cliff Kingsbury, 30% to Joe Witt, and 10 to the kicker. Let's see what Mama Stu says. Hello, Mama. How do you do?
God, man. I was a mixed bag. You know, I was pleasantly surprised and happy with someone with the offense, with the defense. Made me sick to my stomach. My blame pie is 40% to the defense for the performance. The tackling was horrible. The failing to stop the third down conversions, it was just horrible. 20% to Cliff. I felt like he could have made adjustments, especially when those corners went out of the game. I didn't think he used the tight ends enough. I didn't like the first play of the game. Why don't you just run the ball? Why are you going? I didn't like that. 20% to the special teams. We don't need to talk about that. Please fly in several kickers. 10% to the lack of first team reps, especially on defensive side of the ball and offense, because none of those guys really played together solid as a first team unit throughout the entire preseason. And then my last 10% goes to the refs for missed calls and poor calls. And that's my blame pie.
Great call, Mama. Thank you. B. Were you surprised by the tackling yesterday?
Yeah.
I was, because I understand preseason, all these things, but one of the things that you and I both believed, I don't want to just say that we were told, believed, was that the little things would be better with this new defensive regime. Mm-hmm. And it's only one game, and a lot can happen, but in week one, the little things were not better.
Yeah, they weren't. They weren't. I mean, the thing about it, I saw some flat feet. When it came down to tackling, and when you have flat feet, if a guy has some movement and he just doesn't run right into you, you're not making a tackle. And that happened several times yesterday.
Dan Quinn was asked post-game about tackling, and I don't really agree with this. I don't know who asked him because I was in the locker room at this moment, but he was asked, how do you work on tackling during the season? And he said, actually, you can work on it a lot, usually not always, but there are two things that come up. One is called tracking, taking an improper angle. The second one is usually in the next step of terms of diving or reaching. I think they had a bad day tackling. I think especially in late in the second half there when the outcome was pretty well decided,
yeah.
I think the tackling got worse. And I think that's problematic for other reasons.
I think this, though, I think that they're gonna work on it and get it corrected. They're not going to just be constantly putting the same people out there and say, hey, just go do it again.
But knowing that they're physically this week they're not going to be running tackling drills. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. They're not going to run tackling drills, but the intensity might pick up a little bit.
Well, I also think it might help playing the Giants. Now, I know how good the Giants have been against them, and I know how good Daniel Jones has been against them. But in general, the guy stinks on ice. So, ideally, you can get one of these more customary bad Daniel Jones performances than the good ones that he always somehow seems to rattle off against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they lost to, not DiNucci, DeVito last year. So, there's a lot for them to kind of discuss. I mean, Daniel Jones yesterday was 22 of 42 for a .186 with two picks. Oh, and by the way, he's making $45 million
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, see, that looks worse when you're making $45 million.
Bro, Commanders had a bad weekend. A few people that we could say had a worse weekend. Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And Joe Shane. Saquon goes off Friday night, and then his boys. Yo, remember how excited he was for Devin Singletary, Motor Singletary? 10 carries for 37 yards. And he's the same age as Saquon and making the same amount of money.
As soon as Saquon scored the second touchdown, this guy sent me the clip.
The video?
Of Mara talking to Shane. Say, I'm not going to have a good day.
Sure.
Saquon go to Philly. Saquon went to Philly and played well.
Danny Dimes, 22 of 42 for .186 and two picks. Get that performance next week, and then we'll be having a credit pie.
Yeah.
If you get that next week, it's going to be credit pie, pizza pie, pumpkin pie. Numb Clown. We haven't heard from Numb Clown in some time. Hello, Numb Clown. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, brother.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing, man? Long time no hear, man. So let's get right after it. I got 15% on St. Juice by himself, 15% on the wide receivers because they can't get open, nor it's like they forget how to do the scramble drill. Quarterback's going right, they run right with them. They just go to their points and stop. I got 30% on the DBs as a collective, 20% on the kicker, and 20% on the tackling. I don't know what it is, but as soon as somebody dons that burgundy and gold, people forget how to tackle. It looks like they just playing tag out there, man. So that's my blame pie.
All right, brother.
Well done, Numb Clown. Thanks for the call, buddy. We're going to keep the phone lines going. 800-636-1067. Everybody's on there. Stay there. We're coming to you. I see you, Derek and Matt and Jay. I haven't let the great Landini give us his blame pie yet, though. And you got to give the people what they want. Professor, your blame pie.
All right, blame pie. It's only 5%, but I feel like I want to mention it first because of how aggravating it is. I'm giving it to the kicker. He gave the Bucks good field position at least three times and missed an opportunity to put points on the board. I think one of them was from, like, what, 56?
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad about that one.
Like, I'm not that upset, but still, there were multiple kickers that were making 50-yarders all day yesterday. I don't know if you were watching.
Yep.
We clearly don't have one of them. Then I'm going to go Cliff Kingsbury at 10%. I actually think the offensive performance was actually roughly average if you look at the other teams around the league, but they just didn't get the wide receivers enough involved, and I feel like a lot of that's on Cliff there. 15% is going to go to the non-secondary positions on defense, particularly the defensive line. They just weren't finishing, they weren't making tackles, the whole defense generally, and then 70% to the secondary because those guys suck, they can't cover people. And it's going to be a long, tough year unless that gets better. And I don't see how it does.
I don't either, dude. At some point, we've got to trust our eyes and what we've seen. And I just Certainly, if the pass rush can improve, that could help. I was worried about the secondary going into the season. Secondary got carved up in the first game of the year. It's hard to, outside of like smoking an L or just lying to yourself, it's hard to get your brain to think, okay, something will change now.
Mike Davis was brought here.
Didn't play a snap.
But let's see if he can play. You know, you got Noah Eye. Let's see if he can play.
Pass rush
if,
could help.
If the guys that you put out there don't get it done, then somebody else needs to be put out there.
You've been saying that for a while, and I think that started to become one of your biggest beefs with the way Ron ran the program.
But they did it for a whole year.
I'm wondering, what is your timeline of when, like, four games? Like, how many games do you have to see before, like, when is it fair to expect that from the coaching staff?
Last year was the fourth year of a stint. Right. I gave Ron the same grace I give any coach here.
Yo, early on in the Ron era, you did, for sure.
In the fourth year, he was still doing exactly what he did in the first game. I don't think this crew is going to do that. But they're going to make a difference.
What is, like, if you're the staff, right, and you're GQ and you're Joe Witt, and those guys probably landed, they had plane trouble. They didn't get out of Tampa till damn near 10:30 or something. So you're back in Ashburn at midnight. Those guys probably watched the tape last night. They're probably watching it again right now.
They're probably watching the tape on the plane. They got those little machines.
They have watched.
Yeah.
So when DQ and Joe Witt and all the people involved sit down and start talking about this thing, I don't believe at this point they consider benching anybody. Mm-hmm. But when is that point? 5 games? 10 games? 2 games?
4 or 5 games, if you see the exact same thing, yes, you are thinking about making a move. Sometimes won't get to that. If you already have a history of watching somebody and they've been that and now they're doing it again under your watch, you just realize that's who they are.
Yeah, and I understand that they didn't want to look too much at last year's tape because last year was broken, but now it's your tape. You know what I mean? So I'll be fascinated to see if there are changes coming.
But I think the ultimate thing you have to remember, this is a real rebuild. And what we may want to happen in a certain period may not happen as quick as we want, because this is a legitimate rebuild, which we've been needing for 20-plus years.
Did you see my tweet? So I wrote a story yesterday for NBC Washington website. And basically, my 2 points were, I understand how much excitement there was. I understand they rebuilt this roster. They flipped everything over. But this was a team that went 4-13 with no Pro Bowlers. And to expect this crazy jump is at best overly optimistic and probably naive.
And see, that's where I'm at, because I understand all of that. I know all the things that are happening. So I'm not expecting a big jump, but I'm expecting a better performance than I saw yesterday defensively.
Right. We've said this throughout. They might not win 7 games, but it can't look as ugly as it did yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with that.
UGLY, you ain't got no alibi. You know who's not ugly? Paul Henry and the team at Paul Henry's Window Installation. What they'll do for your home is the opposite of ugly. They will make you save money on your utilities while making it look beautiful. Working with Paul Henry has changed my house. You've heard me talk about it. It's been tremendous as far as an experience with a contractor goes. It's a family-run operation. His son did all the work at my place. When you call, you talk to Katie, like, you know the people you're dealing with, and they try to save you money where they can. You don't get that everywhere. Paul literally called me and said, hey, you don't need the top-of-the-line windows on your porch because there's too much sun in there. Let's knock the price point down a little bit. I said, okay, dude, no problem. Brian,
I'm about to twist my arm.
Yeah, seriously. If you call in September, you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door.
Paul came to my house. He did all my windows and my doors, and now he's coming back to take care of some other stuff for me. He's going to be doing some stuff this month right now, and I can't wait for it to happen. I've had this little walkway from my house over to the garage for a long time, and it started to look bad because the people that came the first time didn't use the proper damn wood. Paul's going to use the right wood, and I can't wait for him to come over. So I'm looking forward to Paul being in my house for about a week or so. You know, I can walk outside, and he'll be right there in the yard like they always are. They come early. They're there late because they want to get the job done. normally quicker than what you what they tell you. So if you want to get reach out to Paul right now, you get $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. I'm going to have to calculate it into it. $100 off each window, $500 off the door, because I know he's putting some windows and doors in the house. But contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. You're clear, home improvement.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. We're going through blame pies for yesterday's loss. C-Dub on Twitter, 25% Dan Quinn, 15% Joe Witt, 15% Cliff. Whatever is left on me for getting this is a rebuild. It is a rebuild, folks. There's going to be some ugly moments.
Yeah.
Landfill, I'm curious your reaction to this. Richmond John says 99.9% of the blame pie goes to the alumni.
And he's not wrong. It's a fair point.
Do you wish to retort?
One finger salute to Landfill and Richmond John while I push y'all down a hill.
I'm glad I escaped the one finger salute there. Wasn't my fault. Derek from the chat is online too. Derek, give me your blame pie, buddy.
Boys, I'm sitting here and I've got a blame pie for you. I'm gonna give it to you. It's 70% the DB, 25% kicker, 5% play calling. But you know what? I'm scrapping this. I'm scrapping this blame pie because it's 100% the commander's fault. Because if you look at the Bears situation and what Caleb Williams walked into, he walked into a team. Jaden Daniels did not walk into a team prepared. And we got fans that think he did. It's not. This defense isn't right. And it was clearly shown yesterday. They can't finish tackles. They can't cover. They're sitting 10 yards behind the play. They're letting Baker Mayfield drive up and down the field all day doing whatever he wants. It was ridiculous. And then the play calling, I don't want to blame the wide receivers just yet because it was kind of hard for me to see the wide receivers' action from the camera angle on the TV Sunday. I couldn't really see if they was getting open separation. I couldn't tell. But as far as play calling goes, we could have opened up a little bit more. I didn't see stuff below the sticks, except when it was Austin Eckler. So we need to improve on that as well. But I'm going to implore the fans. Like, JD is a guy. He's a dog, and I don't really want him to change. Like, yeah, he needs to slide, but he's used to winning. So him going out there and trying to get those extra yards, he's going to do that because he sees Baker Mayfield getting 300 on the other side the entire time. And he's not used to that. He's a Heisman winner. And we need to do everything we can to protect him. And that starts by the special teams doing their job and the defense doing their job. Riders forever, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. I think Baker won a Heisman also.
He did.
I think Jaden, over the course of his career, will evolve. Most quarterbacks do. But you're right. You can't slow him down right now. Like that, he's trying to compete to win a game. And that's what you saw yesterday.
But the thing of it is, he did go down and try to protect himself. So the slide thing, I don't understand why we keep saying that. However, you get
it
down.
It looks a little awkward, but the barrel roll thing was just as effective.
It looks awkward, but you still, when you start that, you're giving up your body. Guess what you get? You get protection. It's like a slide.
I've told you, the only thing that I didn't love or question, I guess, is like if he's going to be running that much and everyone's aware of it, then I think I would chill with, they only called it once and we watched him install it and it worried me when they installed it, is the interior design runs. And I think that is something I would get away from. I would still have the design runs to the edges. But you brought up a good point about how it sucks the linebackers in.
Yeah,
it makes a bite.
If he's going to run the ball, you let him run the ball. It's just he has to keep the mindset of what he did yesterday. When he went up the middle, he went low to make sure he could protect himself. You can't tell a guy who's a runner, we want you to run only outside or whatever. He's going to go where the hole is. And when he runs, it does slow people up. And you hope that it's going to open up some space for the tight ends, for the receivers down the field and things of that nature. But if he has that ability and he doesn't do it at all, that's defeating the purpose.
So looking at this, do you care about this list? Week one quarterback rush attempts. Lamar had 16. Jaden had 16. Fields had 14. Hurts had 13. Do you worry about the number? Or do you care because it was effective?
I don't care because that's that game. That's automatically mean he's going to run that many times the next game. If he has more space to throw the football, he may have two or three or four, you know? So it's not going to be 16 every week. Some games going to make you have to run the ball. Some games won't.
Right. I agree with that. I think because how fast they blitz and how quickly everything was happening, he had to rely on his legs perhaps more than normal. I think the designed runs will always be a part of this thing. But I think yesterday you saw far more scrambling than necessarily.
Design plays for him to run were how many yesterday? Two?
I'd have to go back and watch. I don't know.
Yeah. So the other ones
I'd say it was more than two, though.
For design?
Yeah. I mean, I can think of three.
Design is not the design run is not when he's putting it into the gut of the running back and he's trying to read something. Design runs when he just drops. He gets
I mean,
it
if
go.
It's read option and he keeps it, I think that's a design quarterback
not
run.
Design. Is that still an option? It's an option. The design runs when he just take that thing, take a step back, and go. Like we saw Lamar do one where he got the ball and act like he took a jab step and he ran like a counter move. That's design. You're running it no matter what. When you have an option to throw it or either give it to somebody else, it's not design. Because if I'm a defense, I'm making you give the ball to the other guy because you are the one that can break the game wide open.
That's fair. I think yesterday is more running than they probably want him to do, but the bulk of it was because the plays were breaking down and he was just trying to get yards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that complicated. If we get to Halloween and he's averaging 15 carries every game,
that would be a problem.
That would be a problem.
Yeah.
I think you don't want to overreact, though, in week one. Like, the pace he's on right now for quarterback carries is not sustainable, but it probably won't be sustained either.
But if he gets into a game and he sit there and take sacks and don't run, that would be a problem in my eyes as well.
Sure.
So if he's going to be doing it, just like I say, when you catch a football and you get hit, it doesn't hurt as much when you miss the ball and you get hit. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to be the one dictating the motion where I'm going to run it instead of sitting back in the pocket and getting sacked from the blind side or wherever else, I'd rather him do that. Then he knows he sees the person coming instead of sitting there and being a sitting duck.
Jaden, Dwayne, Jay, Matt, John. Taking your calls next, Joe Theismann at 12:30.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!